family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And happy Wednesday, family and friends. Welcome to this Wednesday's episode of Be Encouraged. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. So thankful to the President's Guild, so thankful to the Executive Board of Refuge Mount Olive, to the membership, to the council, to all of the district presidents and leadership team assemblies, wherefore we are aware that protocol has been continuously set. We are in a position, as we are on this hump day, because, you know, after tomorrow, it's just smooth sailing. But we give thanks. We spoke about the art of thanksgiving and the importance of thanksgiving, the mindfulness that it takes. And it's as though we have to detach and forgive ourselves for life of the past. Forgive ourselves for our simplest moments of things that we thought we needed to know, for things we didn't know. And that is a challenge, because that's what limits us as times from being fully present and being able to, how do we say, fully accept the moment. I was in great conversations with leaders. And of course, one of our themes for Romo this year is the power of receiving. And this conversation was a conversation that, if you've ever been in one of those kinds of conversations where you could tell the person was trying to prove a lot of unnecessary things, it's a bit eye-rolling, it's a bit eye-batting at times. But I bared myself with this person because I could tell that they had as good as intentions as they can muster up. In the conversation, they were saying, "Well, we don't have any other way but to live, because money is the root of all of purpose, and we have to operate off of money, and that's why we have all these people who, and I won't name names because I don't believe in their philosophies, but I again received what they had to say." And they were conspiracizing in the regards of, well, this is why we have all these people in power, and this is why, and everyone has a right to their truth. But when we get to a point where a truth that we can't validate becomes greater than the truth that we currently stand in, that's when we have an issue. And I want to speak to the people of Romo today, as we're understanding within this week of practicality, as our Be Encouraged theme is, and we're understanding our purpose, our choice, our decisions in everyday life. Because it's not about how right you are. It's about how we build the healthiest communities, building the healthiest relationships, building the healthiest understanding for solidarity, individually and collectively. So, as I am growing, I had to again listen to this person speak their truth, and I was okay with it. I was receptive, rather, of it. And what I learned through this reception was that at times we can get so fixated on a perspective that we can miss the entire opportunity of a blessing. So if I can challenge us with something on this Wednesday, what are the things that we're so fixated on that maybe we should release? What are some philosophies that we've convinced ourselves are true? We've conditioned ourselves are true, but we should forgive ourselves. We should release these philosophical theories and move in a healthy manner. How do we release? It is time we live in a year of releasing and detaching ourselves from this art of we know everything. It's time that we delete, release, forgive, get rid of, rebuke ourselves from the idea and the perspective of that we know everything. It's time for us to receive this life in a level of openness wherefore we may be open, we may be willing, and we may understand. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.